This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. 250 cats and dogs were recently taken in during a large-scale rescue operation in western Colorado. They were living in very poor conditions. Humane Colorado took in the nearly 100 cats rescued, while National Mill Dog Rescue east of Colorado Springs is housing 165 dogs. Mary Sarah Fairweather, the vice president of sheltering at Humane Colorado, says they're focusing on the medical and behavioral needs of the cats to get them ready for adoption.
So many of these cats did not interact with many humans, and so we're treating them for ringworm, upper respiratory infections, eye conditions, and other contagious illnesses.
The neglect case is an active investigation. Both Humane Colorado and National Mill Dog Rescue are accepting donations for care. They'll post the animals on their websites when they're ready for adoption. Colorado's Youth Advisory Council presented more than a dozen policy proposals to state lawmakers this week. They hope their ideas will be considered during the next legislative session. Many of the policies are drawn from personal experience, like that of 17-year-old Judah Turner, who serves on the council's Substance Abuse Policy Committee.
I've watched friends and classmates and peers develop addictions to oral nicotine pouches, mainly Zyn. It always starts with them saying they're just going to try it once, and next thing you know, we're out doing what we love most, and they're discreetly putting a Zyn in their mouth.
The teen council wants more data on oral nicotine use and guidance for school districts. The council's other proposals focus on environmental policy, education equity, and post-secondary planning. This is CPR News.